Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. And I would like to thank all of our veterans and our military men who gave their lives to make our country free. And today is a day that America sets aside, Memorial Day. It's a federal holiday remembering the people who died serving in the country's armed forces. You know, this holiday is observed every year on the last Monday of May. And it was held from 1868, and it marks the start of an unofficial summer vacation, while Labor Day marks the end. And, you know, many people come and visit their loved ones and leave flowers in cemeteries and memorials, and particularly to those who have died in military service, and volunteers place an American flag on each and every grave in national cemeteries. Memorial Day is not to be confused with Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving, while Veterans Day celebrates the service of all military veterans. So, you know, today is a day that we all remember those who gave 100% to our country. Okay, so moving on to the event calendar, I see that Ron Fast played a good show with the Rotters at the Garage in Ill Repute Friday or Saturday, and was a good show. I see a picture here of them on stage. Looks like a really wild night they had. The Garage in Ventura is a great place for people to have bands play. And also last night in Las Vegas, Punk Rock Bowling, Duct Tape Hostage took the stage. And there's a lot of live video from their set. Looks pretty good. And Radio Silence also played. And I give a shout out to our bands who went on tour for 2 weeks. The Fornicators are on their way back home to Sweden. They had a very successful tour, sold out Punk Rock Bowling, and had a great time and met a lot of new people. And we're so happy to be working with them and having them be a part of our family here at Mystic and Cafe de Grand Records in Hollywood. And, you know, 2 weeks on the road is a lot. People need to have days off in between to rest, and it all works out really good. And I want to give a shout out to all of those families of the military heroes who gave their lives for our freedom. And, you know, this began even during the Civil War. You know, the practice of decorating the soldiers' graves with flowers, it's an ancient custom. And some believe that an actual cemetery decoration practice may have even been before the American Civil War. You know, and may reflect the real origin of the Memorial Day idea. Annual decoration days for particular cemeteries are still held on Sunday in late spring. But, notably, ancestors and those who are there, it takes on the extended family to reunion with some people who have to travel hundreds of miles. But we love you. We give you all of our best. you know, even following the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln in 1865, commemorations were brought together, and the number of soldiers on both sides of the Civil War were more than 600,000. And, you know, that burial and memorialization took on a new cultural significance under the leadership of women during the war. An increasingly formal practice decorating the graves had taken place, and this was all under the leadership of women during the war, missing the loved ones that were left behind. And, you know, you never forget those who you love and gave their all for their country. And let's see what we have here. Okay, so on the calendar board, I know Punk Rock Bowling is still going in Las Vegas. Today's the last day for it. Started out as just something for guys to do on the Memorial Day weekend, and it slowly got bigger and bigger and bigger, and before they knew it, they were all getting together, and they were all a bunch of musicians and playing in their groups, and pretty soon it's become one of the biggest punk rock events around. And everybody has a good time. I mean, I see all these cool pictures of everybody swimming and hanging out together. You know, we're a community of people who have bonded together for many, many years. And, you know, new bands come get their start, and the older bands keep playing. And, you know, it's a mixture of the old and the new together. And it's just a lot of fun. It's really good. So let's see what kind of events we have today. Okay, Not a Part of It. Really, really good band from Portland. I love these guys. They're coming out on one of the newest Mystic compilations, Not a Part of It. They're playing at the Double Down in Las Vegas. And the show starts tonight about 11 o'clock, and it's free. You can't get any better than free. All right, so here we go with some Yapo. 30 years ago.
Oh, God, what have we become? Control, living out our lives, and then render though we know in our time we kill, slay, destroy, nothing makes sense, all that we know. Precious fucking world can't control, and now we pay the fucking price. No remedy, 16 ways for 16 lives, for 16 fucking worlds. For us, what have we become? Garbage to control. Living out our lives, having rendered all we know. The remedies, assisting ways, assisting lies, assisting fucking world. No control, living out our lives. Standing out, we no remedy. For 16 ways, for 16 lives, for 16 fucking worlds.
Okay, 30 years of sickening ways. by the one and only Young and Pissed Off Yappo. Okay, so June 2nd, one of my favorite bands, have many, but the Woolly Bandits are playing at the Echo June 2nd at 1822 West Sunset Boulevard, and that'll be a really fun show to see. All right, here we go with some more Yappo. Bandit.
Take me back to 84. Smell of fear in the chilly air and the desire to go home. But the fun we're fucking having wasn't really fucking worth it. The people in time for the damage we've done, and I don't think it was worth it. But no, I don't know. We just gotta do it.
Don't forget to party or go home.